All right, everyone. It's the moment you all have been waiting for. This is The Boys, Volume 12, The Bloody Doors Off. We're finally here. This is the end. First part of the end, though. But before we start, I just kind of have to say a few things. And first of all, that's thank you guys for just being such big fans of this, man. It's just awesome, all the comments and things that are pouring in. This is definitely one of my most popular comic reads, and people even say they like the narration and the voices when I'm just not even that fond of them myself. I just think of the character and how would he sound, and that's how I do my thing. Also, there's a contact right there on the page. Like, if you go to the page info for the channel, it'll tell you how to get in touch with me, you know, in case, you know, Amazon or Dynamite says, oh, hey, Grim, we can't let you do the end of this, or you might have to get rid of this one or that one. Look, I mean, they own the rights to these books, so I want them to have, like, full control over what I can cover and what I can't, because it is their material, and we're doing this for promotion and fun. So we don't want to, you know, deprive them of any important sales. Now, as for The Boys comic books, they have been on sale numerous times on Humble Bundle, on Fanatical, Groupies at one time before they really changed into a bizarre site. But when they were still a good site, The Boys was also offered there as well. So I have probably bought these in collections well over 7 or 8 different times as part of different collections. So they've been out for about 12 years now, and I figured, yeah, it's a good time. You know, The Boys series is kind of on the wane. It's popular, but its popularity isn't, you know, what it was in maybe second, third season. And I think it's a good time to just kind of go through that whole Boys series and let you guys, you know, see it the way that Garth Ennis wrote it. You know, and again, I hope I'm doing this justice. Like, I haven't heard anything from Ennis or Robinson or, you know, any of the people that were responsible for this series. And, I mean, if they do get a hold of me, I'll let you guys know. But, yeah, the goal is to just bring this to life. And, of course, yes, I have the Patreon if you guys want to support. So far, nobody has. And, again, it's not required. It's just if people want to, they can. I think it's like, you know, I even got like a dollar on there and Patreon's like, we don't recommend a dollar. I'm like, really? It's like, still, it's just, if people want to give back, it's fine. But I'm like, what's wrong with a dollar? I mean, why does it have to be $5 or $10 or $20? I mean, what's wrong with that? I don't know. I don't get it. Maybe I'm old. But anyway, let me quit blabbing and let's start with The Boys, Volume 12, The Bloody Doors Off. This is it, guys. This is the end. 2012. The war is over and the world is saved. The Supes have been beaten down so far that they'll never get up again. So why would anyone want 118 metric tons of the only substance on Earth that can kill them all, stone dead? Bad days start coming thick and fast as the boys are caught in the last throes of battle they were recruited to fight so long ago. Huey, all on his own and out of luck, finds himself walking down one last bloody trail, and the truth he finds waiting for him at the end of it will be nothing short of shattering. Billy Butcher's vengeance comes full circle in this 12th and final entry in the story of The Boys. 66 of 72, guys. This is it. The bloody door is off. All right. Of course, there's Dynamite. Check them out if you like this. And, like, buy some of their other books. They've got all kinds of stuff. 66. Do you know the problem with D-U-M-O, Voss? I mean, fuck knows it's useful stuff. I doubt that Barney at the White House would have gone quite as well without it. D-38 penetrators will go through almost anything, but... Well, how depleted is depleted, really? All these lads coming back from Pakistan with their balls rotten off, do you think there might be a connection there? Handling it, loading it, walking through the places after the bombs and shells have gone off, maybe even picking up the bodies... You might say it's as bad for the bloke done the shooting as the poor sod he shot. Worse even, considering how long the shite takes to finish you off. Not that that's going to be a problem in my case, but it makes you think. Nah, Billy, I cannot let you do this. Wrong again, me old son. Have a deco up there. What the fuck you doing trying to hide him in here anyway? Do you think I'm Arnie Schwarzenegger and it's gonna bollocks up me sensors? Makes sense him going to you. I mean, it's a crying shame, but at least I know to come prepared. Ah! Fucking hell, mate. That was supposed to finish you off. You was a tanky, wasn't you? That's why you and Mallory got on so well. I was just infantry myself. I can remember being on exercise, yumping along in the pissin' rain, watching the cunts and the chieftains roaring past and killing themselves laughing. How do you knock out a tank then, Voss? Easy. Use a bazooka. The Bloody Doors Off, Part 1. Top story again, President Nancy Pelosi has said she has no desire to seek her party's official nomination and that her administration will remain purely a transitional one. Ms. Pelosi, former Speaker of the House of Representatives, took power under the Presidential Succession Act of 1947 last November after the sudden deaths of Presidents Robert Schaefer and Victor Newman. Today's announcement comes as little surprise to most observers, the President having spoken of playing a caretaker role from the beginning. It has, of course, sparked massive speculation about which candidates each party will be fielding this year. More coverage on that in our first election 08 update tonight. Right now, with the time coming up to 10 a.m., we'd like to welcome the studio Vice Admiral Donald Fultz, former Surgeon General of the United States Navy, who's here with some insights into last year's cataclysmic superhuman meltdown. Vice Admiral Fultz, good morning. Good morning, Anthony. Thank you for having me on the show. So, one of the many revelations to come out of those tragic events is that superpowers are not, in fact, God-given. They're the result of a chemical compound known as V. But this is something of a worst-kept secret, isn't it? That's right, Anthony. It's been common knowledge in certain scientific quarters, not to mention certain criminal quarters, for a number of years. But what's emerging now, according to the record subpoena from Vought American, is that Compound V is not just some narcotic enhancement or lab escape that's resulted in one or two unplanned soups. It's actually responsible for all of them, from the top down. The Homelander, Stormfront, Black Noir, Queen Moff, the G-Men, Team Titanic. Right. Every single soup. Every single team. And it's loose in every ecosystem on the planet, and if we're not extremely careful, it's going to be responsible for a lot more. And this is where it gets even more interesting, isn't that right? Right. From what I've read of the Vought material, and I can't reveal everything because the action against the corporation is currently ongoing, even the most carefully controlled V processes could lead to entirely random results. Meaning they never quite know what they were going to get, but it didn't stop them even once. And you have some quite specific concerns about that, correct? I do indeed. Vought American's grand plan involved replacing this country's servicemen and women with combat-capable superhumans. But if soups cannot actually be designed, and it seems that over 60% of Vought's own efforts had to be euthanized, this is the random factor you mentioned? Yes, as an example, you take Stormfront's DNA and alter it to make a stronger version of the Homelander. You get that, but you also get a complete psychotic who happens to be his physical twin. You get Black Noir, and Jack from Jupiter, and Mr. Marathon, and the Lamplighter, all from the same process and the same genetic source, and that's planning? So regarding your point about design then, well, here it is in a nutshell, Anthony. If they never actually knew how to design their soups, what the hell was it they were planning on selling us? Ah, that's a really interesting question, do ya? Let's just say it wouldn't have been the first time these people had ripped off Uncle Sam. Try Googling Vought American Consolidated M20 and F7U. Final point I'd love to get your thoughts on. With the few survivors of the insurrection under internment, and the allegedly uninvolved soups lying low, and the congressional inquiry into VA now pending, well, the superhuman community obviously has very few supporters right now, but given that the vast majority of those involved were apparently not fully aware of the Homelander's true intentions, some people have asked why they were not so informed, and following on from that, given the chance to surrender to the authorities. Now, you're a military man, but you're also a doctor. No comment. Okay, because there has been a suggestion that a lesson was... But nice try, Anthony. Thank you. Can I have a word for a second, boys? Fuck's sake, you wouldn't have even had to talk. Boys, I think our job here... that's actually Huey. Let me go back. Fuck's sake, you wouldn't have even had to talk. Boys, I think our job's here's over and done with. I think it's time we quit. Uh-huh. Kind of a coincidence, Huey. We've been saying the same thing. Oh, aye? I got family shit I can't be putting off no more. Barely know where to start, but I gotta. And I've been battling every Frenchman's burden, the specter of ennui that stalks my every waking cheese. PTSD. Also, La Femme has been smiling again, giggling even, ever since Petite Huey's revelation to masturbation. I believe such merriment might mean new hope. I think we owe her such a chance, however small. Something to be explored further, far, far from here. Well, that's brilliant, Hen. I'm really happy I could be part of your breakthrough. And what of you, Petite Huey? Is it more wanking time? No, it's not more. Look, there is no... For Christ's sake! It's the thing I have about violence, just... Can you herd me and go on and on about it? I'm not going to start winging again, though, but... All right, he told you I killed A-Train, aye? He didn't? Ah, fuck me. When the fuck you kill A-Train? It was in the middle of when everything was going mental. He brought me up to the roof and he had me A-Train tied up there. And he made me...
He made you?
Well, not physically, but he set it up. I mean, I fucking hated the bastard anyway, with what happened and everything. But I just let myself get wound up and then up. I feel fucking awful about it, because it was sort of the thing he'd do. And afterwards, I could see that he approved. And that's the weird thing. He said he did it to toughen me up, but in the end, he wouldn't let me do anything. He went in after the Homelander all on his own, and he finished Black Noir off by himself, too. All I did was stand and bloody watch.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck he was thinking with A-Train. Could it be he figured you that, being it's what got you involved in the first place. But the point is, he done the shit he had to do. The motherfuckers are dead, and we threw too. Vaughn ain't climbing out of a hole this goddamn big. We all done, people. Time we went the fuck home.
We? Who will inform Monsieur Carcouter? Hang us out to dry for what is, in essence, the kind of aggressive business practice that's become commonplace. Make no mistake, this is an assault by federal government, not just on our most successful division, but on the entire Vought American family. Well, we are going to fight back and get through this as a family. Thank you. This reminds me of the day we met. Less champagne, more leprosy. Dreadful style of rhetoric Brewster goes in for. You don't mention families and fighting in the same sentence. You talk either shelter or defiance. Also, pathetically transparent. If these congressional hearings go as badly as they're expected to, you and I will be flung to the wolves. Indeed. Let's take a careful look at where we are. Do you mind? Mi casa, su casa. Generally, the public has a high tolerance for the release of secrets, for jarring truths being thrown in its face. Take WikiLeaks. For over a year now, they've been releasing all kinds of material, yet whether through apathy or impotence, the most common response has been, yes, the world works the way I always suspected. But that won't apply to us. We went too far. We broke through some barrier on the other side of which is too much horror for people to absorb. We are perceived as having done so. Why? The idea of growing superhumans for military service or anything else is disturbing, but not illegal. It will be, now that it's public knowledge, but had we gone ahead as planned, we would have been one more defense contractor submitting a tender. At the moment, there is no actual connection between our plans and what the Homelander did. We are simply being tarred with the same brush. We generally knew of nothing amiss. Devil's advocate, we suspected. Solution, never, ever say so again. The pictures? Gone. We never saw them. Too bad the FBI discovered the lamplighter. I mean, some of the stuff Jack and Mauve had up there was bad enough, but God, that footage of him on CNN. Nothing on this earth would have stopped them getting a warrant. Our focus must be on what goes beyond the world works, as I suspected. Superhuman kinks aren't enough anymore, not with fresh revelations of decadence emerging daily. How about reanimated corpses? It isn't the first time the lamplighter's washed up on an awkward shore. We dealt with him then, and we'll deal with him now. I suspect through careful legal argument regarding the word reanimated. Shall I tell you our real concern? The President. Dents. Plural. Dakota, Bob, Vic the Veep, the Secret Service, Red River, the entire undertaking, fortunately at least for us, preempted by an exotic pet and eclipsed by the Homelander's epic insanity. That would go beyond. So what we did, we keep secret? What we didn't, you know what we need to figure out? Go on. The most credible way to say to Congress, we never knew. If we can separate Vought from the insurrection, and we have the truth on our side there, that just leaves pushing soups on the military. The world works, as I suspected. I'm sure we can come up with something together. I can't imagine a better way. Good trip? If you like that sort of thing. Much occurring? Yeah. You saw the emails. You got a minute? Yeah, of course. As a matter of fact, there's a couple of things I wanted to mention, too. First of all, it's bleeding obvious there's fuck all to do around here. I knew we had all that bump to put together for Raymer, but the committee's got its start date, and as far as we're concerned, its job's done. The suits will stick their heads up sooner or later. There's a never-ending supply to cunts. But just for now, I think we could do with a breather. So I'll hold the fort here, and you lot can have 3 months off. How's that sound? Monsieur Kokuda? You sure about this? You're gonna be all right, like with... The other thing, The other thing is when we do come back, Yui's gonna be too, I see. Congratulations, my son. You are now entitled to a funny salute from all concerned and a hat with a big fucking bell on it. To what? Oh, sorry, mate. Second in command. You know, like you wanted. What? No, I never... What are you talking about? What am I talking about? You stood right there in Doc Peculiar's. It was just after you come back, and you told me that was what you were after. You said you wanted to be involved in the decision-making all the way on the inside. Second in command. An NCO. I said I'd think about it. Oh, fuck. I forgot all about that. I mean, I... Oh, Hand, no, let me explain. I think you've already done so, Petite Huey.
Yeah, you all over the motherfucker.
So what was it you wanted to tell me then? You know how long I've been part of this? You see me looking for a goddamn bump up? But... Shit, you ought to know number of times you come to me for advice.
Oh, that must have been mother's milk.
No, you don't get it. Things were different when... No doubt they were, Petty Huey.
What?
Oh, Frenchie, don't be like that. It was stupid. I just wasn't thinking. Oui, mon commandant. Frenchie.
Man, what the fuck?
You can't see yourself saluting Huey?
What? Come on, I'm only joking.
Look, he wanted it, so I gave it to him. You know what he's like. He's always having a wobble about something. I thought if he had this, it might sort him out a bit. And let's face it, it's not like it's going to mean anything. We're both a bit long out of uniform for that chain of command, bollocks, ain't we?
Just carry on doing the job your way. You know, results speak loudest around here.
In the meantime, take some time off, mate. Relax for a bit. I mean, when was the last time you saw Janine? Frenchie, vulture dearest chum. Ah, don't do that, Frenchie, don't. La femme, who needs your hamster up that no soup can use him as a butt plug? But I'm not going to see you for 3 months.
Longer if we see you first.
Have a nice day, mon brave. Annie, what do you mean you're leaving? Why?
Yeah, why? After you gave me the world on a silver platter. Oh, we don't have to stay here. We can get a place wherever we want. Kidding, Huey. I tried to tell you I saw some pretty awful things when everything went to shit last year. I can't stop thinking about them. I'm gonna go, I don't know, go somewhere quieter for a while. See if I can get this stuff out of my head. Where? Not sure yet. Maybe out west. I liked it there. Annie, hang on. Look, the stuff you're talking about, I can how you feel. I've seen all sorts of awful shite. If you want to tell me about it, I'll listen. I'll bet you have. You and your little CIA hit squad. But it's new to me. I've tried talking to you about this, about everything. And all we do is go around and round in circles. I'm going to do something for a change. Oh, that's not... That's... Look, if you're punishing me because of the way I left you... That's right, Huey. It's all about you. But I... Listen, it doesn't matter if I stay or go. We won't be together either way, will we? The stuff you... Excuse me. The stuff you found out about me, you can't get past it. Maybe you never will. Give me some time. Call me if you want me. And I mean want me, okay? What about you found me? Maybe it's just a lie. Hello, Mr. Potamus.
Yeah?
Hmm? Eh. That's not even a word for us. Jesus. Ah! Fuck's sake! Ugh. Well, at least I still got you, Jamie. Come on, get back in your wheel now. You can, you're mean to be losing weight. Me and a fat hamster, then. Christ. Next, Splendidio. 67. Thou cannot say was thee created tech knight. Oh, false, why not have done with it and claim the rest of payback for thine own? Thou didn't catch the check. Twas that which served for contract. Never shake thy gory locks at me.
The Bloody Doors Off, Part 2.
Sorry, kid. What was it you were saying? Are you all right? Sure. I was just saying it's all coming to bits on us. There was all that shite that happened yesterday, and this morning there's this bloody email from Langley.
Email?
They revoked our citizenship. Me and Frenchie and the female. They were copied on it. We've all got 90 days to get out of the country. Thanks for your services to the Central Intelligence Agency. Your unit's remit is hereby canceled. Feel free to fuck off. I mean, not so many words, but...
And Butcher?
Him too. But he's not answering his phone, and he wasn't in the office when I went by. This is fucking Rainer. The little coos is cleaning house for this run she's making. Last thing she wants is the boys coming up when she's on Bill O'Fucking Riley. See there? Behold, look. If thy estates and cursed dependents launch lawsuit after lawsuit in thy name, our monument shall be the maws of kites. Avaunt, and quit my sight. Thy bones are marrowless. Soldier boy, Stormfront, Webweaver, Starboard, all were mine. Thou did no more than scrawl thy doodles at my bidding. Hence, horrible shadow, unreal mockery, hence. It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Huh? What the hell are you doing down there? I say, did you hear about old Voss? Voss, he texted me yesterday. Made no bloody sense at all, mind you.
He what?
You been smoking the marijuana? Excuse me. You been smoking the marijuana, kid? Voss is dead. Someone cut him in half with a goddamn rocket launcher.
Of course I did. Finding people's what I do. And you rented the place in your own name. I pretty much got off the plane and came straight here. Janine, I ain't angry with you, honey. I ain't gonna yell at you, or nothing else like that. I'm just here to be your daddy.
I know I messed up. I mean, that's an understatement. I don't think I could have done anything worse, but coming from you, that really is some line.
Yeah?
Oh, Jesus. I know lots of kids where one of their parents isn't around much, and they kind of latch on to the other parent. And sometimes the other parent isn't much good for them, so nothing new there. And I know being with you is better than being with Mom. I always knew that, but you weren't around. You went off and had these gaps where I hardly ever saw you. And do you want me to tell what you weren't around for? I'm 12.
I know that.
I had my first period when I was 6. It scared me to death. I mean, my body might have matured faster, but that doesn't mean my head was ready for it. All my friends are playing with dolls, and meanwhile, I'm a woman. And it's like, there it went, Janine. That was your childhood. You know all this. You know why, too.
Because of the shit that's in my veins.
That much is not your fault. But you have to understand that I went through an awful lot on my own. Just because you weren't there. I don't know what might be coming next, either. And you've never been there for me to talk about that.
I will be, I...
So is it really all that surprising I turned to Mom?
I get that. Whatever I think of her, and I get why you're mad at me. But Janine, honey, I mean, God damn it!
A porno movie? I'm not gonna pretend it wasn't disgusting, or that Mom's friends weren't just total skeezes. She gave me a little bump to get me through it. But then she'd been giving me little bumps for the past year anyway. Or I probably wouldn't have been able to stand her.
Where's she at?
Oh, stop it.
Janine, I gotta talk to her. Her and these friends of hers.
Look, if you're gonna be like that, I don't even think I could do this.
Look.
I'm trying, okay? I'm trying. I'm telling you the truth. I'm having the father-daughter conversation just like I'm supposed to. But it's not very easy with you pretending you don't know how we got here, or that I'm not under fucking suspended sentence of death.
Janine, honey, what you talking about?
Oh, Voss, what a sickener.
Well, that's what happens in this game, kid. You got any idea how lucky the five of you were coming through all of this and only losing a dog?
I had a pal of mine back home got killed too, but he... This game? What was it he was doing anyway?
Don't know, but I heard on Grapevine they found him spread all over the place and it didn't look too fucking self-inflicted.
But I did get a text from him yesterday, except it would have been the day before. Here, hang on.
What the hell does that mean?
Search me.
But do you think he did this while he was...
Poor son of a bitch.
Fuck! Fuck!
Just the bloody thought of him lying there.
Don't do it to yourself, kid. Vasily Voryshkin. Good guy for a fucking Ivan. Lot of heart. Hung like a goddamn sperm whale.
Aye.
Why would he be texting me at a time like that, do you think?
Say, Dosvidanya, which of course means goodbye.
We met twice. I mean, we hit it off, but I doubt I'd be the one springing to mind in his last moments on Earth.
Who the fuck knows at a time like that about your other problem? You given any thought to whether you want to stay on?
What, here? Or with the boys? Or either?
I don't know if they even want me. I managed to seriously piss off MM and the other two, thanks to Butcher and his big bloody mouth.
But I do have a girl I'm not quite ready to give up on. And it sounds deaf, but I feel like I do have to leave New York. There's a part of me is always going to be in mourning.
Sounds like the words of a smart fucking man. Try Monkey.
Monkey?
That's where I'd start if I'd had trouble with Rainer. Sound him out. See if you can figure your angle of attack.
But why him? Because he's the only connection you got to the bitch.
Come on, kid. You spent the last couple of years around some of the smartest motherfuckers I ever met. Ain't you learned nothing, for Christ's sake?
Ugh, aye. Right.
Well, thanks for the drink. Say, what was that thing Voss said again?
What was the message?
The 3-4 at Lenin.
At Lenin?
At Lenin?
34, yeah.
What?
If it's at 34, it's a kind of tank. Commie model.
I don't know what it's supposed to mean, but a 34 is a tank.
You telling me you know nothing about this? I don't even know what this is. Really. Seriously. Because if you're making me go through it just to punish me for some messed up reason of your own, Janine, it was Uncle Billy.
What?
He showed up right after the thing went viral. The day Mom emailed you, he showed up at the office that same night. I guess he came straight from the airport, too. Are you sure he didn't tell...
Janine, don't stop talking now.
I think he just wanted Mom's address, but it so happened we were there to have a meeting. To talk about a sequel, believe it or not. When I was a kid, I didn't really know Uncle Billy. He smiled a lot. He had his funny accent, but I hardly saw him. I didn't think about who he was or what the two of you did.
He killed Julius first.
He killed Julius first. One look at him and you knew he meant serious business. So Chucky, he was the producer. He was the guy that Mom hooked up with in the first place. Chucky just sneered and kind of nodded to Julius to deal with him. Julius was Chucky's bodyguard. He was also in a lot of the films. He was 6'8". Uncle Billy reached up and kind of grabbed his head and he turned it back to front. One second, Julius is facing away, and the next there's this clunk, and he's looking right at me, and he's amazed.
He did this shit in front of you?
It was all for my benefit, Daddy. Don't you get that? The look on his face, it was like we were disgusting to him, but also we were this giant inconvenience that he couldn't hardly even be bothered dealing with. I fell off my chair. Mom went for the door. He rammed Chucky's head into the wall. It was only later on I thought, you should have told Julius to sit down. You should have screamed at everybody not to piss him off, but I was useless. And I don't think it would have made any difference. Do you remember the day he came to get you, 2 or 3 years back when I was mean to you? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
There were some boys outside. They were idiots. I was hanging out with them to get at you. Uncle Billy scared them off. Then he told me to stop treating you like shit. He said I was lucky to have someone like you for a father. What he did was, one of these boys, he had a gun, and Uncle Billy took it off him, and he looked him in the eye and just crushed it. And that's what he did to Mom in front of me. No effort, no emotion. Can't have been more than a second. He just pushed her.
Motherfucker. Motherfucker, my goddamn daughter. Mother...
You know what? You know what he said to me, Daddy? While he was killing Mom? While he was looking me in the eyes and just destroying her? He said, oh God, you leave that man alone.
But Mr. Kessler, you can't just get rid of us.
Wrong again.
What if you just talk to me, if you just explain what...
Once more for the hard of hearing? Your services are no longer required. You have 90 days to leave the country. The boys are disbanded. The end. Disbanded, rather.
Mr. Kessler, we've done so much for you, and I mean, you know that better than anyone. You and Miss Rayner.
You were part of a covert operations unit. Nothing you did can be publicly acknowledged.
So how much use do you think your record is to me?
So how much use do you think your record is to me? And to Miss Rayner in particular.
But listen, no, listen. I mean, Butcher's not going to sit still for this.
Butcher got his pound of flesh on the White House lawn. I don't think we're going to be hearing from him. Face it, little man. Your exciting adventure with the tough guys is over. Time to return to obscurity. I'm hanging up now.
All right, monkey. You want to play it that way?
What did you call?
Just listen. Do you really think Rayner's gonna hand over to you when she fucks off? Do you think a guy who got fucked up the arse by a bulldog and ended up cleaning monkey spunk out of his ears, do you think you're gonna get a recommendation for head of the CIA?
What?
She doesn't even know about. He told me, for fuck's sake. You think he didn't tell her about it some romantic fucking evening when he'd finished shagging her over a desk? I bet they had a right bloody laugh. Have we not even touched on the Paralympics thing yet? I mean, she's going to be wondering how that'll look if it ever comes out in the wash. If I was you, I'd be thinking about who can help you. Like if there's anyone you can who could deliver something to make you look like a star. See the next time I phone you, Sunshine?
I
have some good news for me. And be ready to be a fuck sight more polite.
Did I just...
pull a butcher?
Not got one on the Blarney cock? Would have made a nice little family photo if Doc Peculiar hadn't farmed him out to some kid's home in Pattyland. Come on, you don't want to wake the two arseholes upstairs.
Yeah,
for their sake, if nothing else. What's, you know. Or you'll work it out. He's been to see you already, ain't he? Bound to have with Rainer and that. What'd you tell him?
I didn't say shit. I don't even know what you're...
Well, maybe he'll tell you something and you'll put two and two together. Maybe he'll come down here tomorrow and say Vogelbaum. And that I cannot have.
Jesus Christ, after everything I... After all this fucking time.
Yeah, well, rather you than him.
No! 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 No!
I'm Shitfoot?
Oh, no! Oh, shit! Splendidio, you fucking cocksuckers!
There you are, Jamie. There you go, wee pal. All right, smart man, let's see if you can pull an MM. So, 34 is a tank. A tank. Voss. Voss in a tank. Unless it's a 3-4, and this is all a load of...
Was tank commander. Army is shit now. Back then was mighty Soviet juggernaut. Could have pushed NATO faggots all the way to English Channel.
No offense.
Fuck, was it his tank? Out of Soviet service in the 50s, no. He would have been... Hang on. The 34 at Lenin. The 34 at Lenin. What if it's him? Jamie, what if it's an email address? You don't put at, you put the wee squiggly thing. But if you're lying there with blood all over you and trying to send a text, you might forget that. You might die before you put .com.
Probably bullocks. Try .org, send. Try .net, send. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He's fucking Russian.
How's his normal address then? .ru, send.
Little Huey, if you read this, I am dead, and my worst fears are true. I am sorry. I am sorry for secret cryptic bullshit, but I did not want to believe this thing. I set up to reach you fast as possible if all was real. Click on link, and you will see what I do not have heart to type.
Hey, I? What time did you get in? Right, 'cause I don't know what he's done to you. But I'm pretty fucking sure I've got it beat.
Next. Do you know what I hate? 68. Time we all faced up to the 800-pound gorilla in the room.
It is not my cock.
The bloody door's off. Part 3.
Pardon. Just sister, so? For fuck's sake, Frenchie, this is serious.
Of course it is, mon capitaine. You call and we come running. We are here to serve.
MM called you. I mean, Jesus Christ, it was a mistake, all right? I'm sorry, I was bloody daft. But the thing was, I'd forgotten all about it. But he hadn't, and he used it. He stored it up in a way. He brought it up when I'd do the most.
The 800-pound gorilla's what the fuck Butcher's doing. What he's been doing all along.
Listen, he split us up, he gave us time off, and he got you pissed off at me. So we'd not be in the way when we started. Excuse me, we'd not be in the way when he got started. I appreciate you coming back, honestly. But the legend's dead. I had Sean McGinney screaming down the phone at me at 6 o'clock this morning. And Voss is dead too, and it's starting to look pretty bloody certain Butcher did them both. Petite Huey, come once more. Do you remember that other version of Compound V? The stuff we ran into in Russia? Blows people's heads apart if you get the detonation frequency just right. I think Butcher's got a hold of a lot of it. After he went home, the cops found about 150 dead suits. Headless in one of little Nina's warehouses. The one me and him went to. Voss heard about it and got suspicious. Put the word out. Big reward for information. What he wasn't expecting was a fella calling him last year saying he'd been working for an English guy. who bought what was left of Nina's stash and started refining more. The fella did the work for him. They're in Moscow, nice and quiet, no questions asked. Voss went to this guy's office, saw the paperwork to send the stuff to Florida. The guy said his employer was on his way over again to finish up pay the last installment. And could he have this big reward now, please? The way Voss saw it, if it was Butcher, it was pretty obvious what the last installment was going to be. So sticking with that particular thought, he checked the boy's phone. Bugged. Before we proceed any further, how much of this materiel is in existence? Materiel is in existence. 118 metric tons.
Hang on, boys. I've been waiting on this wee prick.
Oh, excuse me. Wrong person. Hang on, boys. I've been waiting on this wee prick.
Speak. Hello?
That was hello, you DOS bastard.
Right. That thing you asked us about this morning, you know. What was it that Butcher actually gave us? Well, I didn't want to talk to Raynor directly. I don't want her knowing I'm in touch with you. I mean, she's gone, but technically I'm only the caretaker here. And if she finds out I'm not playing ball... Get to the fucking point, quick.
Okay, I asked the Air Force, made it sound like the new director finding his feet. They said their main concern when Raynor contacted NORAD about a possible superhero insurgency was engaging human-sized targets capable of flight. Too small, too maneuverable, but the answer showed up straight away. Their radar-guided missiles were adapted to home in on the neurons in the suit's brains. Something to do with the increased rate at which they fire, with the brain chemistry peculiar to Compound V. Obviously, that was what saved the day. Without such specialized tech, we'd now be living in a very different America, and Raynor's career prospects are going to reflect that. Only Senior Command knew the details, of course, and she wasn't saying where we got the intel, but...
Why are you asking? Just as a matter of interest. See ya, monkey. When am I going to get the information you mentioned? Hello?
Nah.
What's that about?
One thing at a time. Right, where was I? Once he saw the bugs in the phone in the office, Voss knew whoever this was knew the boy had been talking to him. He didn't want to think about it being Butcher, about what that mean, but he had to consider it. He put everything he had online for me to find if the worst case came to the worst. Excuse me. let's do that from the beginning. He put everything he had online for me to find if the worst came to the worst. Then he tried to get this fella somewhere safe while he worked out what to do, on the theory that he might need some sort of statement for the police. According to the Russian news sites, Vasily Voryshkin, former superhero of the Soviet Union, and organized crime associate Stefan Gurevich were found dead together 3 days ago. He must have been right about them. There's no chance that not Monsieur Carter. There is. It sounds like him. It sounds like the way he works, and it sounds like the sort of thing he'd want, but yeah, there is.
What about the shit got sent to Florida?
Arrived 10 days ago. Tampa Port Authority said it was trucked out in 4 separate vehicles. I doubt any of these boys can what they've been carrying. Let us say that it is him. What do we believe that he is doing? Well, what he might have always wanted to do. Mallory thought that Butcher made himself a war. A self-sustaining, never-ending conflict was what he'd said to me. Where he can just go on beating the fuck out of soups forever, loving every minute of it. But what if Mallory had the wrong end of the stick? You saw the colonel?
Long story.
Butcher wanted revenge on the Homelander, Black Noir as it turned out, but that was personal, that was specific. He wanted to literally get his hands on him for what the fucker did to his wife. But that's over and done with now, so what does that leave?
Every other soup on the fucking planet.
Huh?
Said so himself.
Remember the pageant? The dead soup kids?
Oh no, I had the right voice the first time. Remember the pageant? The dead soup kids? With great power comes the total fucking certainty that you're gonna turn into a cunt. And he believed it. He was talking about killing every motherfucking one of them.
Breaking legs or a total wipeout? What sounds more like him? If he could, he said. Do we think he can? This head exploded in V, as I recall it was unstable stuff. The subject must ingest it in food or by injection. And even then, it must be detonated by a signal. I've been thinking about that. What if this stuff just his starting point? What if he wanted to turn it into something else, like a dirty bomb or some sort of gas? He's had a CIA black budget to play with for years. With the cash he's got, he could fly this stuff anywhere. And if it's not quite what he needs now...
He could adapt it? Butcher ain't no fucking biochemist, Huey.
No. But I think he's got one working for him. That's why I called Monkey. He said whatever specialist know-how the Air Force got hold of came from him.
Vogelbaum?
The man committed suicide.
Turned out that was bullshit. Mallory kept him alive to brew our version of V, then had Butcher cancel his ticket. But what if that's bullshit, too?
I fucking doubt it. Mallory told me Butcher tore his throat out with his teeth.
He saw it happen? No, but what'd he see?
Well, he just was outside.
And who the fuck are we talking about here?
If this is true, if he is weaponizing V, with or without Professor Vogelbaum, what will we do?
Well, talk to him like...
First thing to... On moment. Oh? Are you alright, Hen? Do you not want to... Like, if we have to go up against... Oh, Hen, I can, it's rough like, but we really need ya. I mean, if it's what we think it is, if he sets something off or whatever, an awful lot of folk might end up dead. Just think about everyone's been affected by V over the years, or has it in their veins, or doesn't even know. You gotta be talking millions of men, women, kids. Petite Huey. She's made such progress lately, caused no pain, hurt no one since the fight with Team Titanic. Possibly some of what I've said has gotten through. Perhaps, in light of whom we face, we ask too much?
Shit, if anyone deserves a chance to walk away.
No bother. We're gonna go and have a burger or something. Talk about this by ourselves. You stay here and watch a bit of telly, eh? I hate mean people. The four of us, then.
Files are wiped. Desk's empty. No surprises there. Mallory did the same before he left, but I'm thinking there might be something in the Langley database. Like if the agency bought the property in the first place, or they're still paying rent on it. That's if he just took over a regular safe house. He seemed a lot more careful than that, even in the short time I talked to him. He was. But it's all we got to go on right now. I'll call you if I get lucky. Aye. All right, I'm at the DMV now. I'm gonna be here a wee while yet. See ya. Bloody hell. Oh, excuse me. Oh, bloody hell. Why ain't you in L.A. sorting out your kid?
Yeah. We're gonna have to have a talk about that.
I thought I'd put the fear of God in her. She wasn't supposed to tell you anything about it. We're gonna have to have a talk about that, too. Thought you might have been gone for good.
Well, the coast was meant to be clear, wasn't it? I wiped all my stuff. It occurred it might be a good idea to nip back and wipe yours as well. Just in case, like.
As long as we're filling in the blanks. What was all that about sending Huey to see Mallory?
Other way around. Figured there was shit she needed to know. Probably best coming straight from source. And I guess I might have been thinking. Everything you've been doing around then, like with Huey and Malchemical. There might have come a time we was gonna have to get shit straight. Mallory got involved again. He maybe could have helped you see since. Oh, no, that wouldn't have done it. That roundabout route walks. All them maybes and mightes. That's no good. You gotta learn to make your mind up.
So you're really doing this, huh?
I really am.
To tell you the truth, I thought I was gonna die in a White House, take a couple of chunks out of the Homelander so the lads outside could finish him off. But no. So I suppose I'm gonna have to go through with it, ain't I?
Huh. Where do you think that leaves us?
Well, if you want, you can still walk away.
Day of the congressional inquiry into... Oh, if you can hear me in the studio, Shauna, today we're expected to hear testimony from... Not buying your way out of this, you greedy sons of bitches!
T-
turned out to be Jessica Bradley, a senior figure in Vought's superhuman development section, with a death toll at over 200 and... You're lucky you're not rotting in jail, you and the rest of those... Fuck you! Keep them back, goddammit! Ah, Jesus! Feeling's obviously running high, Miss Bradley. What can you tell us about the committees? My wife died at the Pentagon, you fucking cunt whore! Jesus Christ almighty! Miss Bradley! Miss Bradley, are you all right? Oh, I'm fine. Really, I'm fine. Did you have to come in past that mob outside? Did no one inform you that there are several more discreet entrances for occasions like this? That is shameful. Absolutely shameful. These thugs are clearly out for blood. Do you need some time to collect yourself under the circumstances? I can easily have our legal team ask for... No, I'm quite all right. Well, that is admirable. That being the case, shall we go in?
Rawr! Ah! Jesus!
You know, I did have one idea. I was gonna nip up and take care of your mum just before I got the ball rolling. Make sure you ran out of magic potion. Too late now.
How come you didn't cause...
Excuse me. It's different.
How come you didn't? Cause you looking for a fair fight?
Cause it's your mum, you dozy twat. Fuck you!
Aw, shit. Motherfucker! Why the fuck you gotta do this? Why you gotta be the way you are? You think I fucking want this shit, goddammit?
I know. You're the best mate a cunt like me could hope for. I don't deserve to fucking know you.
But I ain't got no mates.
Next, whose woods these are? I think I know.
All right. So we're gonna go ahead and stop it right here at part 4. Don't worry, guys. I'll read the rest in October. Alright guys, so this is the Grimlord, and we will see you next time, for the exciting conclusion of The Boys. Remember to like and subscribe if you thought this video was good. I know I messed up a few times, but that's normal for doing it off the cuff like we do. Alright, so I'm out guys, I'll see you next time.